NAMI started Mental Illness Awareness Week some time ago with the idea that most of us know little or nothing about mental illness. And so it's an opportunity, as I see it, for all of us to learn more about these very common illnesses.
What should people know?
What we call mental illness is it's a spectrum of disorders of the brain. So they are biological disorders, just like any other disease you can name. They have genetic components, and they have environmental triggers, just like other disorders. At this time, they are not curable, but they are treatable. Mental health care is highly effective for nearly 90% of those affected. A typical regime for a person would be medication, counseling, learning symptom management techniques, peer support, in other words, talking with other people who have mental illnesses, family and friends, churches, social groups. All those things go together. Getting enough exercise and eating good food all go together to help manage the disorders. Now, most people believe that mental illness represents abnormal human behavior. I don't think I would be contradicted for that. But 61 million Americans experience mental illness in any given year. To contrast that, the 10 largest cities in the country comprise a total of 26 million people, less than half of the people affected by mental illness. One in 17, about 14 million Americans live with a serious mental illness like schizophrenia, major depression, bipolar. So if 61 million people are affected every year, how can that be abnormal? I'm here to tell you that mental illnesses are a perfectly normal manifestation of human existence. They're just part of who we are as human beings, just like heart disease or cancer or diabetes. They're all common, again, with genetic components, and they're treatable. And I think that's the core message that NAMI would like people to know about these illnesses. Some of the things about the mental health issues that are particularly nasty. One half of all chronic mental illness begins by the age of 14 and three quarters by the age of 24. So you're affected by this invisible brain disorder very young. You know very little. You have very few resources. And so people tend at that age to try to hide. And so if you don't seek treatment, if you don't seek help for these illnesses, they just get worse. And so you would never want somebody who is affected by childhood diabetes or childhood leukemia to not seek treatment. That would be horrible. But it's often the case with the mental illnesses, and it leads things to be much worse. And I'm happy to say that we're starting to turn that around. People are seeking treatment younger. And the mental health care system is willing to treat younger people more than they used to be willing to do. Suicide, 10th leading cause of death in the United States, much more common than murder. 90%+ of the people who die by suicide are affected by some mental illness or another. You know, so these are potentially fatal diseases. It's nothing to sneeze at. It's also commonly believed that mental illness often leads people towards violence. But statistics show that people with mental illnesses commit violent crime at about the same percentage of people who don't have a mental illness. So if it's not mental illness that leads to violence, what is it? Well, it's anger. Anger is what leads to violence, compounded by use of alcohol and other drugs. But it's fundamentally, it's unmanaged anger is what leads to violence. You know, a lot of people think that schizophrenia leads people to violence. But I know three men who are frequently attend NAMI functions who have schizophrenia, and they are three of the kindest, gentlest people that I know. And I can tell when they are symptomatic, a little more symptomatic than usual, because they get even quieter. So it's not schizophrenia that leads to violence. And the one thing I'd like to leave you with is there really is no such thing as mental health as a separate entity. There's health and there's illness. Illness means that you have a problem in your body. Well, the brain is part of the body. So if you have a disorder of the brain, it's what we call a mental illness. And if you don't, it's mental health. And everything that you would do for your health, all those things that I listed in terms of someone who's in treatment, but you know, getting more exercise than you probably want to, eating less and eating better food than you maybe want to, these things all contribute to your overall health. And so that's why I say that I don't like the idea of separating mental health from the rest of your health. Nami Northern Lakes, we started in 2011, founded by a mother who had two adult children with mental illness. And we've been we've undertaken all kinds of initiatives in the ensuing years to try to make things better for people in our area with mental illnesses and their family members. But we also, and I really appreciate this opportunity, we also want to increase public knowledge of mental health and mental illness. And so if you'd like to participate, you can look us up on Facebook or NamiNorthernLakes.org and give me a call, whatever you'd like to do to get involved and try to make a difference.